Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, it is. Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music. We're here with Dan Dan. Hi, how are you going?
Kia ora. Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. This is a great breath of fresh air for the morning.
Love starting the day with music, for sure.
Yeah, it's especially on a Friday. It's a good way to start your weekend. Yeah, I love it.
Woohoo.
So you've got three tracks for us from an upcoming EP.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to talk a wee bit about your project? This is your debut solo project.
Yes, so kia ora. My artist name is Dan Dan, and I used to be in a duo called Ursha Island, Ursha Tau. And now I'm kind of reimagining myself as a solo artist as well as a duo artist, and this kind of project is just kind of something that is super vulnerable and silly goofy, which you'll kind of see in my music as I play it. But I love the merging and the contrasting of really deep subjects and really vulnerable topics, along with kind of things that are slightly interesting lyrics. You'll see what I mean.
That makes me excited.
Okay, cool. I came out with a song called Pressure Cooker last year. And obviously the name is already kind of goofy. That song came out in November last year, and I'll be playing that today and talking a little bit about that too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Did you just want to jump straight in with Pressure Cooker?
Okay, this one's called Pressure Cooker.
Put it all on the table now. Would you sit and stay a little while? Sip my words straight from the bottle. If I lay my heart right in front of you, could you listen from my points of view? Hold my hand and I'm 6 years old again. Pressure, I'm a pressure cooker. You could make Hainan chicken rice in my belly. Pressure, I'm under pressure. The weight of your love is too heavy for me. Taper to your taste, no hesitation. Was this everything you wished for? Can I live up to your standards? Now I'm boiling up under pressure. Shaved off so many parts of me. Around my edges, I'll be what you wanna see. Hold my head high as if you didn't mold me from dirt. You wet the flavors with a heavy hand. Follow the pages, that's part of your plan. Sometimes I wonder if closure means being heard. Pressure, I'm a pressure cooker. You could make Hainan chicken rice in my belly. This was never what I wanted. Trying to meet your expectations. Taper to your taste, no hesitation. Was this everything you for? Can I live up to your standards? pressure. No, I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. I don't wanna be you. Oh, I don't wanna be you.
Oh, that was so lovely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. In the press release that I got, it said that you wrote this about like a lot of stuff, but piano as itself as a part of it. And the audio has the actual recording has a snippet of you at 9 years old in it.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
What's that?
So the song is sort of about the, so I grew up classically trained in piano, and that was a lot of pressure because I was learning that in China, and classical, they take classical music very, very seriously in China, and I was under a lot of pressure as a young person, as a big sister as well. So I wrote the song about the pressure of being in a family where that is such a big deal, like, you're going to be a musician, you're going to be, you know, you got to be at the top, you got to do the competition and earn number one. And yeah, I felt a lot of overarching feelings about that. But there is a snippet of me learning from an old piano teacher in the song. And she's telling me in Mandarin, 好丹丹,不要一脚踩到底,要慢慢加油, which kind of translates, she's actually talking about using a pedal in a piano. She's saying, don't put it down all the way so quickly, you got to slowly slowly add to it. But I kind of took that as, okay, maybe this is something that used to be a piano teacher I didn't like and put a lot of pressure on me, but I'm going to turn this phrase into, okay, I need to slow down and give it the strength I have at the pace I want. So even though it's her telling me off in the clip, I'm trying to use it as like a reframing.
Yeah, and how, well, with that included, how does it kind of feel making music with the same instrument, with piano now, but in a way that's for your, like for how it's right for you. Is it nice to like be reclaiming it in a sense?
For sure, because I think after I came to Aotearoa, I avoided music for a long time. But I eventually came back to songwriting, and that was something I could do without the kind of classical music trauma. And I was able to reclaim that joy. And so much of my music now is about the reframing, about finding joy in things that didn't used to be joyful. I mean, the keyboard is a curse, let's be honest. I had to lug this like 25-kg thing up three flights of stairs. So,
oh, but it's so beautiful.
Yes, I do love my keys though.
Very gorgeous. Yeah. Did you want to play another track for us? What's this one going to be called?
So this next one is my next single that'll come out. I haven't talked about this yet. Ooh. But
exciting.
You gotta be here first. Yeah. So this one will come out maybe later this year, shortly after a music video from the first song. And this one is called End of August, brackets, hand-pulled noodles.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
At 4, you wear your favorite blue flannel. It feels perfect in all the wrong ways. I invite you back to mine. I keep seeing you till the end of August. It feels fine that you can't stay. A fresh coat of paint, a seat on a plane. There's something in these walls that feels like impermanence, and we won't last to the end of the year. But I don't care, don't delay the inevitable. You're attractive when you're unattainable. Tasted it before. I order you hand-pulled noodles. It was too spicy. I've never had a best before date. I order you not to think about the expired. Gentle afternoon. There's something in the soup that feels like it's gonna hurt. And we won't last to the start of September. I try not to care. This is inevitable. Are you just attractive when you're unsustainable? Guess I'll never know. In the name of August, kiss me again. We know this will end just as we began. In the name of August, kiss me again. In the name of August, kiss me again. We know this will end just as we began. In the name of August, kiss me again. We know this will end. In the name of August.
Oh, that was beautiful as well.
Thank you so much.
I see what you mean now about having like very heartfelt stuff, but you've got a little joke in there.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. No, I really like that. I do like that. I tried not to giggle. I think that's the point.
I was like half
heartbroken and like, oh, is this song going to make me cry? And then I was like, ha, he can't handle the noodles. And then I was like, oh, now I'm sad again.
Yes, can't handle the spice, for sure.
Get out of the kitchen.
Get out. I'm cooking.
Oh, so you've got one more track for us.
Yeah.
But before that, did you want to talk a wee bit about this music video that you have coming out?
Yes, I'm very excited about this music video. I filmed it about, I don't know, like 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And it's been a long time coming. I meant to film it at the end of last year, but then I broke my wrist. But that's another story. This music video is so exciting. We took kind of inspiration from one of my favorite movies, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And we were like, okay, how can we input that into the song? So the storyline of the music video is I'm going out to have Hainan chicken rice, because that's one of the lyrics. And I go to eat my chicken rice, but I'm transported into a different scene. And then, oh shit, I see my mom. I walk towards her. I'm transported to a different scene. Oh shit, I'm in a different universe. So there's like a whole bunch of universes I keep getting transported to. And man, I just want to eat my chicken rice.
In every universe.
Every single universe. I'm just like, where is my mom? We had a dinner date. I want to eat Hainan chicken rice. And then the last scene is me sitting in my backyard with my music video team with a hose. So I'm in like a rain scene. I'm like, God damn it. You know, all I wanted was chicken rice and now there's this thunderstorm. And then I go back in the restaurant and I finally get my chicken rice at the end.
Oh, I love it. Going through all the universes. Yes. And that is such a good movie as well.
Yes.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So this last song, what's this one called?
This one is sort of still a work in progress, but I thought I would give it a go.
Awesome.
This one's called Cookie Crumble. And as you can see, a lot of my songs have a food theme because it's hinting at maybe an overarching project. Yeah, so it kind of talks about food in some way or some form in every song. And I'm kind of trying to use that as a way to tie my songs together. So yeah, this one's called Cookie Crumble.
Awesome, let's hear it.
To fall apart alone. No one sees me crumble. I wish I knew how to feel in the moment, but hindsight keeps me humble. And maybe I'd be happier right now if I let you change my mind. And maybe I'd be happier right now if I let you stay in my life. That's how the cookie crumbled. Oh. I jump three floors just to see how it feels. No one sees me hit the ground. I wish I knew how to fight 5 years ago. I wish you had pushed me down. And maybe this is for the best right now. I'll learn to soar while you learn to swim. And maybe that's just our separate destinations. I'll find the sun while you find its reflection. That's how the cookie crumbled. No one sees me crumble. I wish I found my feet a little faster. I wish I learned my lesson a little quicker. I wish a lot of things that we can't change. I wish I never crumbled. That's how the cookie crumbled. That's how I crumble.
lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming. For the people who are loving it and want to catch more, where can they find all of your music? Where can they stay up to date with what's going on?
Mm.
All of that stuff.
I have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I have Chinese platforms, Douyin, Xiaohongshu, and you can find me at Dan Danny Noodles, because my name's Danny and my music name is Dan Dan, and I like noodles. That's all there is to it.
Well, I was going to ask, with the food theme, what's your favorite food? Is it noodles?
Ooh.
Or like specific?
I actually really love rice
as
like a base for something. Just honestly, like lao gan ma, like chili oil with rice, slaps so hard. So good.
Hell yeah.
I haven't written anything about rice, actually. Maybe that's like my next thing I need to go to.
we'll get a rice metaphor going
next time. But if you want to find me on Spotify, it's Dan Dan with macrons on the A, because that is my Chinese name, Dan Dan.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great weekend.
Have a great Friday.
Woo.
Thank you so much.
That was a fancy new band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.